You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hello. Today we have Greg here from Proverbs Financial. And Greg, would you like to do a little introduction about your back history and experience, which led you here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, with Proverbs Financial, the owner and founder, and we do financial services, mainly financial planning for individuals, helping them navigate how to get from where they are to where they want to be with life event type of goals, maybe saving for a home, maybe retiring early, and just coordinating a financial plan to help them get there. So that's what we do.
Fabulous. Thank you. And I know that that what motivates you, what would you like to share about that? What motivates you to help people with their finances? And I know most specifically is about how like life after divorce, what we spoke about today earlier.
Yeah, I think the biggest motivation is I think all of us want to find some type of work that we can enjoy doing that benefits people. Mm-hmm. And I just always had a natural inclination for finance and a natural curiosity around it. And so I just found that that curiosity, as I've learned more, has allowed me to take what I've learned and apply that to people and ultimately just help them with the outcomes that are most important to them. And, you know, people with life after divorce in particular, you know, that's usually people are usually like in a more fragile state after coming after a divorce. And, you know, depending on the relationship, maybe one person did more of the finances than the other or vice versa, and don't necessarily know how to rebuild. And I think finances are one of those big, I guess, pillars that people feel like they need to rebuild after coming out of a divorce. You know, there's a lot of layers to things. There's a lot of layers that people need to rebuild, but finance is definitely one of the big ones. So that's what really motivates me, is taking what I know to apply it to people and help them be financially stable.
And I do have to say that after meeting with you, that your approach is totally different than any other financial advisor that I've spoken to. And really, your true caringness and just hearing what I had to say. I mean, I'm rebuilding after starting my own business and have gone through a divorce in the past. But it's still, I think the whole premise is when rebuilding yourself, regardless of whatever life circumstance that happened, you know, and starting over. But I truly have to say and acknowledge you for, because I truly felt heard in talking to you and safe in sharing with you what's going on with me and my finances. And I know that a lot of people to maybe feel embarrassed, you know, about what's going on. And, you know, again, when life changes and having to start over. So I just want to reiterate how truly open and empathetic that you are and your team. So, and it was just, that totally resonated with me and feel like you would just be so perfect. You know, that's why I want to have you on the podcast and to be able to share who you are and the gift that you have and your understanding and empathy for people, and having and approaching it from a different perspective too. Like the questions you asked me were different than what I've experienced in the past. So,
yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, that's the truth. So, let's take a look. So, what would you say? What are challenges that you see clients facing when it comes to financial matters after going through a divorce or starting their life over?
Yeah, I think the first challenge, I'll say there's like tangible challenges and then intangible challenges. And I usually see a mixture of the two. Some tangible challenges are, you know, some people might have, you know, they're starting with less after a divorce. So it could feel like, wow, you know, I don't have as much as I'd hope to have at this point. And yeah, it's just, you're starting with less, and people's goals don't typically get smaller.
Right.
People's goals are probably still the same, whether you're married or not, you know, in terms of wanting financial independence, maybe buying some real estate, or, you know, these life events, the goals don't shrink after a divorce, but the tangible ability, the financial feasibility typically shrinks after a divorce. So that's a challenge. And people, and then what that also leads is to some intangible challenges. It's the head trash around, man, I don't know if I can do it. I don't really see how I can get to where I want to get to when I have less, and it can, you know, kind of create that type of mentality. One of the taglines on our website is working with what you have to get towards what you want.
I like that.
And I truly just believe if there's a will, there's a way. There will be sacrifice that needs to be done. That there's no kind of shortcut through getting to where you want to get to. But
having the guidance, having your guidance and your knowledge to help to support, like, even that, I'll just, because using myself as an example, now that I have you and your team there to support me and to be there to answer questions in a non-judgmental way, and to just encourage, like, just keep moving forward. And really nothing great happens overnight. It is about like setting down the groundwork, and, you know, a house isn't built in one day. And so it's just adding those blocks, building blocks on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's see, how do you approach assessing the financial impact of divorce on your client's overall financial well-being and future goals?
So the first fundamental thing that I think the most fundamental thing that I know to be true when people are starting from behind the eight ball, so to speak, is cash flow. Money coming in, money going out, understanding that cash flow is literally the fuel to reaching goals that require money. Right. So we really take a look at cash flow. Cash flow is different than budgeting. I know we kind of talked about cash flow as well. But cash flow is money coming in, money going out, and not just understanding how much is coming in and going out over a month to month period. We want to take a look at how much money is coming in and coming out over someone's working career. Because what we can do,
You're okay.
What we can do is, let's say you have 10 years to work. I'm interested on how much your projected cash flow will be over 10 years. And we can build a plan over 10 years worth of money. And that usually creates like a light bulb, like, wow, okay, these goals, I can accomplish them because I have 10 million coming in, let's say over 20 years, 30 years, or whatever it is, right? If you just earned $100,000 over 10 years, that's $1 million. Right. So if we start planning around $1 million, it starts to become a lot more feasible to actually hit the goals, as opposed to planning around, you know, $5,000 a month or whatever. Right. Because it's really easy to get caught up in day to day. But when you can take a step back and say, no, we're not trying to win today, we're trying to win the 10 years. And so we try to get an understanding of people's cash flow, really understand their potential earning power, and then we can start building a plan from there.
Which is great. And I think that can take off some of the anxiety too, because it's different, you know, to what somebody, you know, looking at that's younger, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, I'm 55, will be 56 this year. So versus, you know, somebody at my age and stage in life, but to know that it is, again, that it is something that's feasible, and the way that you to break things down for me, and I'm sure that you do with your clients, all your clients as well. And that's how you've, you know, to build your successful business, because you really are fabulous. So let's do one more question. What do you think people should be doing in regards to financial planning after having been through a divorce?
I think the most important thing is, you know, I've seen divorce, my parents are divorced. So I've seen it firsthand. And it's a lot, mentally, emotionally, financially. Right. So I think the best thing you can do is surround yourself, run around good people that can help rebuild you. Secondly, when it comes to your finances, I think that also at like having good people in your corner will add to the financial aspect as well. The financial planning, again, I just see a lot of hopelessness or people kind of just feeling like, wow, I don't know what to do with finances now.
Yeah. Overwhelmed for sure.
It's overwhelming. Yeah. It's overwhelming, yeah. You know, and like seeing it with my parents, you know, they were older and they were married for 30 years and, you know, my mom was like 62 or something when she went through a divorce. And I just remember seeing the stress of like, wow, I'm 62. And she thought she would be looking to retire at that age. And just the conversations we had in that. And so it's really just a lot of mental. I've seen it just have a lot of mental gravity on people. Yeah. And that kind of permeates into their finances.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think because at the end of the day, the financial planning is easy. All you need to do is be willing to be vulnerable, open up. And then you start doing the conversation and then we just do the math and figure it out. I think it's more so getting to that place of being open enough to like believe it's possible again and like, you know, start working and getting back in that mode.
Yeah, it is. I truly, and it's about having trust within yourself and then finding that like-minded people that you trust. And again, that's why I'm so happy that you took the time out of your day to do this little podcast interview with me, because I really, again, I believe that you have offer something special and your kindness and empathy, which is, you know, I think you would be perfect in helping people when they have to start over. And so is there anything else that you think that of value to be able to share with anyone in our audience? And
yeah, I would just say, you know, when it comes to finances, it's, I always try to encourage people to understand that, you know, there's a lot of financial strategies. There's a lot of things that we can do, but at the end of the day, everything is just to a means to an end. Right. So if you can figure out what the end means, I think that is what's most important, because then we can just kind of back into it, do the math. It's not overly complicated to get to a financial, place where people are in a place where they're living their best life, so to speak. The hard part is figuring out what you want and then being willing to do some sacrifice to get there. So that's what I would say is what I've noticed. In people who are most successful when it comes to their finances versus people who aren't. So,
yeah, be dedicated and doing what needs to be done to reach that the finish line in a sense. But I think it's having that a sense of security and achieving your financial goals. So, will you share your good contact phone number or any other information if you want to share your website and for,
you can reach out, at proverbsfinancial.com. You can check us out. You'll find my email address there. You'll find my phone number there, just proverbsfinancial.com.
And I'm going to make sure to have everything posted too, on the site, with all of your contact information. So, Greg, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. And I'm truly grateful that I got to meet you and that I get to work with you. I really am. You are a fabulous person. Your team's great. You're empathetic and you have exactly what it takes to really help somebody that's having to start over and being empathetic in that sense. So thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a fabulous rest of the day and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Likewise. Take care.
Okay. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.